Disney Spikes.
Okay.
I forgot it's my favorite story.
You going to tell a story?
No, no.
Break-ins? Yeah, yes. They're nasty when they happen, that's for sure. Okay, we're all here except for John and Roger, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have an agenda that I passed around and it was published. Any additions or changes to the agenda? I have a motion to approve the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda as written.
Rudy second. Sorry. You moved.
Second.
You moved.
Yes.
Sounded like Rudy. Okay. Any discussion about the agenda? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Nay.
Need another chair.
Morning.
Hey, Bill.
Morning, Bill.
Okay, anybody want to address the board before we start? Victoria? Mark?
I'm good.
Bill?
No, just say hi.
We could have used you last month.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember why, but I'll think of it in a minute. Okay, we've had the newsletter went out in my report, and Ed, I guess you weren't on the list. We have to make sure we try to be... get people like you added, and it's online, we've seen the first influx of deposits didn't come in November, they came in December, so they'll increase now during December. So we've had a request for snow removal because Bud has sold his tractor, and he has done quite a bit of that around the neighborhood down here, so we've had... We need to figure out what we're going to do about the fire station. See, the county is back here again. Generally, when they're there, they do plow with that grader back there, and so that helps us. And then we have to be conscious of the ice and stuff around the garbage. So that's something we need to deal with. I don't know if anybody has any ideas about that. I'll add that into the new business. Just in general, see if anybody has some ideas and thoughts about what to do about the snow removal. Okay. Other than that, I think things are running along pretty well. Secretary's report. We have the minutes.
Yep.
So, Ed, you want to tell us?
Well, in the minutes, we just again have the October financials. I got. I know you were not in the other meeting, but I did put your note in here as far as use report. And the big thing is the motion that we've added to create a volunteer list, so that's in there also.
Okay. All right. You want to read the minutes, or do we have a motion to dispense with the reading of the minutes?
I'll move to that we dispense with the reading of the minutes accepted as written.
And accept them as written?
And accept them as written.
Okay. 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion about the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, treasurer's report.
We went ahead and ordered and received the new cards, the donation cards, and I took them to Adam's office yesterday. And so for folks that make contributions late in the year, we'll start giving them the 2017, assuming they are making their donation ahead of time. We've received a little bit of criticism in prior years that they were making donations for the new year, but getting the old card. So we've got that taken care of. As far as the financials for November, the total assets for the company, $284,000. Prior month was $286,000, so we're running pretty close. The total income for the month of November was a little bit light, as Bill indicated. The newsletter is just now having the impact of bringing in some contributions. We were, for the month, $2,746 of income versus a budget of $7,000. The total expenses for the month were $5,847 versus a budget of $9,295. So on the income side, we're a little bit light. I'm sure that that will recover as the newsletter has its impact. On the expense side, fortunately, we were well under budget. So the net result was that we came in pretty close to budget. So all in all, not a bad month. Hopefully December will be a little bit stronger.
Okay. Any questions for the treasurer? A motion to accept the treasurer's report?
A motion to accept.
Second.
You're just trying to mess me up. Dan Dougherty moves to accept the treasurer's report. Terry Piske seconds.
That's it, nice.
Any discussion about the treasurer's report? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, one more thing about for the Treasury, I think. We have a recurring payment authorization form that was sent to us from the Freeway Network's Wi-Fi. And there's been some email from Adam about
right.
that. Were you involved in that email?
I received it.
Yeah, Steve and I.
Yes.
And so he is suggesting or is offering a automatic payment for the Wi-Fi, rather than do it
through
their credit card or whatever. Well, it would be through the credit card or whatever system an automatic payment. So I don't know. Did you talk to Adam? What is it making
no,
any
Adam,
difference to him?
Adam made the recommendation if we wanted to take advantage of it to just deliver the information
okay.
on there. And I think that Adam was indicating that the credit card would probably be the best way to go.
Okay.
You're the one that has, as president, the greatest expenditure amount. You and Roger have the greatest expenditure amount.
Okay.
Mine is severely limited, so I sent you an email
okay.
saying if you agree and if the board agrees that this is a good way to handle this, for you to go ahead and put your
okay.
credit card,
okay.
the WSTA.
Okay, I missed that portion of the email. It
okay.
my credit card
no
that needs that has the.
You've got the
okay.
deepest pockets.
Okay, all right. Any discussion? Any thoughts on this in terms of having it automatically taken out of a credit card
That's
rather
right.
than just do it on a billing basis? Okay, all right. I'll go ahead and do that then. I think it's already in the budget. This is just
yes.
a method of payment.
Right.
I don't think it takes any motion or anything to do that. I'll give that. I'll fill this out and send it to Adam. I'll scan
yep,
it up.
That would be
Adam.
Great.
Okay. Okay, the fire chief report. Roger's not here. You have a copy of it. I'll read through it.
We don't.
Well, it came with email. All right. You want to dispense with the reading? I'll do it. Okay, yeah, two calls, one medical and one wildland fire. Mapping and medical assessment, I think the wildland fire was a ash dump that created a small fire. I think it's they had a hard time getting their stupid fire started by the Forest Service down there to burn because it was pretty wet. So anyway, they answered they had a firing call. And then their training was mapping and medical assessment. I think they continued that. With their mapping, they're really getting up to speed on the terms, you know, where things are and how to get there. Walker Fire participated in the ceremony to open Granite Mountain Hotshots Memorial State Park. Scott Phillips was the medical unit leader with Mark Keegan, David Vanetta, and Larry Markham serving as paramedics for the event. These are our paramedics. We have, you know, this is a high-profile event, and we were very fortunate to be able to participate. Walker Fire participated in the December 3rd Christmas parade in Prescott with Bobby Stewart and Eric White as taking Patrol 85, and Eric is another one of the paramedics. The chief's badge came in since the last meeting, and which we've all seen. The firefighters generally thought it was neat. I think this should belong to the department, not necessarily him as a chief, and then be handed down to successive chiefs as a new tradition. He had no report for communications facilities. The heater in the office does not work.
We know that.
We believe the line
we can see that one.
We believe the line believe the line is clogged as it was last winter. The Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs Association election for new officers has been tabled. The Westside Chiefs may move forward to work more closely with the Verde Valley Chiefs, the East Side. The idea is that both groups would meet together once a quarter, and the Westside Chiefs would meet quarterly as well, different months than the countywide meeting. I'm optimistic that this would be a net positive for Walker Fire in terms of starting to again apply for regional grants. I think Roger's activities in this association has been a positive for us, for sure.
Yep.
We still have several vehicles that need to go in for annual maintenance. The fleet shop has been backed up because of recall that affected many, all of their apparatus that has slowed us down. And this may be why the expenses are down, because we haven't had to have the maintenance fees for some of these. Patrol 85 got hit by another vehicle in the staging area of the parade. I was told that the truck was parked and turned off, and there was no dispute to fault or fault, but a police report was filed. As I learn more about this or any other information I have been given changes, I will update the group, but for now, that's all he knows. The damage was minimal, but at this point, I don't know whether we need to file a claim. And he sent a picture of that around. So.
And I think that Johnny O was going to follow up from the insurance
point
the individual was responsible for the accident to see if we can recover whatever caused the bumpers.
Yeah. Okay, we'll just... My observation is that I think Roger's doing a great job for us.
Yes.
And so, any discussion about the fire chief's report? Any motion to accept the fire chief's report?
I move to accept the fire chief's report.
Don't look at them. You got to stack up. Terry Piske moves. Rudy seconds to approve the fire chief's report. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. I don't think there's any committees out there working. We'll start the election committee here, starting up pretty quick. Under old business, the fall newsletter, went out. I think this is a good newsletter as I was reading through it and watching Greg Stava. It was a pretty good newsletter. Any comments? I'm sorry, Ed, you haven't seen it yet.
It's not caught.
Yeah. I think we... Okay. Well, it's not much different than what we forwarded around as we were publishing it.
Yeah. I have the final draft, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else about the newsletter? Merchandise. Karen Gonzalez has been doing a great job with the merchandise. She worked with Chris. We were talking about putting a page on the website for pictures of the merchandise. They didn't do it at the beginning. There were some, she wanted to and then didn't want to, and then what we decided was in the newsletter we put an announcement and an email for her merchandise at walkerfire.org. It's coming to you and I.
Right.
So, you and me.
Yes.
So that we can see what's happening, and then she has deposit slips for the Country Bank. So when she makes these sales, she deposits the money in the bank, tells us by email. That way, we're aware of what's going on, and Adam can keep track of the...
Right. Adam clarified exactly what he wanted specifically in terms of the deposit slip so that he can account for it.
Because she is also getting donations.
Right, right. So that has to be split out.
Yeah, for the sales. And she's making trips up here, and she's...
Doing a great job.
One lady ordered 10 t-shirts.
You know.
So she's going to outfit her whole family, I guess. And there was the idea for Christmas, so she's going to have to make another order because she's almost sold out of some of these things, and it's been going good. I mean, you're going to pick up some today, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So the merchandise is
they're a great Christmas present for everybody.
It's going fine.
That email
so,
she sent out, that list, I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
Item pricing. I don't recall ever seeing that happen before.
They had not.
I know, right? Before
they had not.
She's doing a great job.
Yeah. And she'll be up here Thursday getting stuff, so she's coming to go. they are a weekender, you know, but they come and go, and he has a commitment up here, I think, on Thursday, and they're going to come up Thursday and get some stuff for delivery. And there's been a rush for Christmas stuff, for sure.
So is she mailing things out also?
She's mailing things, and she's actually meeting people and delivering it.
Yes.
And this lady has a 10 T-shirts, lives in Tempe, so I'm going to get those from her, and then I'll deliver those to her in Tempe. So, yeah, she works out something. People have been very happy, and she accommodates them as best she can. But it's the merchandise has turned. She's done a good job with the merchandise. Okay, last month we talked about this volunteer list. And during the month, we put together a sign-in sheet. And the nexus for this was that when our insurance representative came and talked to us, we discovered that it was not only the coverages that we have were not only for volunteer firemen, it was for everybody that volunteers for the Walker Fire. And there are things to, if they lose equipment, if the equipment is damaged, that they're doing anything working for us, like telephones, computers, if they bring a computer and they're working on it and it gets damaged, the insurance covers it. There's an accidental death benefit for volunteers. If they're killed, they don't have to be here. There's other benefits that they are automatically included in. And Wyatt suggested that we have some way of maintaining a list of who the volunteers are. So that, you know, because everybody that does something here could be considered a volunteer. So we've made this volunteer worksheet, and we will, whoever has a project here, we will, they'll be responsible for making sure that the volunteers sign in, and then Ed, the secretary, will maintain this volunteer list. And we have this worksheet that you all have. Self-explanatory. We'll see how it works out. Or maybe, you know, we may have to make it bigger. I don't know how to best do it. Print it on a landscape, you know, so you have more space to make the lines longer. Mm-hmm. If people have long names and long email addresses and things like that. So I think that it's a good idea to do, and we'll have a track of who the volunteers are.
And I'll email a copy of this to all the board members so you have it.
Yeah. Okay, anything else under old business? Any comments about newsletter, merchandise, volunteers?
I just have a question. Does Karen maintain the inventory? Does she do an inventory?
She does.
Okay. She's got a full plate.
She does. Yeah, she is charged into this. There's no question that she has really taken this on.
And she's a nice person.
She is, yeah. Okay. All right, new business, elections. We usually start this process, I think, too late. I think it's not too late to start doing this. Three of the board is up for election this cycle this year. I think Rudy,
John,
and
me.
Dan, okay. So, if I understand it right, you and Rudy are probably going to sign up again, you know, put your name in the hat again for doing it. John, I don't know what his thoughts are. He's been on the board a long time, whether or not he wants to stay on or not. And then we also have to, you know, make sure we try to see if other people are wanting to come on the board to make sure that there's some sort of a thing. And John, as the vice president, is the guy that is in charge of the committee for doing that. So we'll talk to John and see if we can make an announcement and try to get as many people as want to run for these three positions, and then get it published in the spring newsletter, which we will put out in April or March, late March, early April, so there's enough time. We have to write it in March, publish it in early April before the meeting at the end of May, because we've been sometimes too close to May to get that out. So we need to start working on it, even though we just finished the other one. Now, in this newsletter, I'm proposing that the theme of the spring newsletter be about the 50-year history here for the Walker Fire. We were organized September 11th, 1967. So September 11th, and we had discussions a bit last week about this. You know, I think on the Labor Day weekend, we decided we were going to try to have some sort of an event, anniversary event, on the Labor Day weekend, is it?
Right.
Because the 11th was not necessarily a Saturday either, so.
Right. Oh, we're thinking Sunday, possibly the 3rd.
Sunday the 3rd, okay.
Because we want to make sure we accommodate it.
Yeah, well, that would make the 11th would be
Saturday,
the following
Sunday.
Monday, yeah. Okay.
Because it's going to be a long weekend anyway, so a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, okay. So, what? You cold? You should have been when we had the meetings out in the bay.
No thanks.
Yeah, the 11th is a Monday, so.
We're thinking the Sunday before would be
Labor Day. Yeah.
Would be the.
Okay. So, any other thoughts about that? When I'll start working on the history. I have the list of the original incorporators. I'll start sending emails out trying to find any information I can about those families and people that are still around. What year were you on the fire board and the fire chief?
1981.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any pictures from back in those days?
No, I got the set. Where's that one that we did? Where's the first fire truck?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's been floating around here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, my neighbor, Beer's house buyer, Buck Beer's house.
Oh, really?
Gave that trailer away.
Oh, my gosh.
To our friend, the tree cutter, Tonka.
Oh.
He's trying to get it back. Because he promised me that before he did any with it. I said, I will take it. I'll come up and get it. But he inadvertently gave it to Tonka.
Okay. So Tonka
anyway,
has it. So that's something we can still pursue to try to maybe get it back. Okay. All right. So I think that'll be fun to work on a little bit and see if we can't figure out what's going on. Anything else about the newsletter? Any other?
No, I just have a question on that fall thing for the 50th anniversary. Is that going to require a committee person in charge to organize that? Or
I would think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you volunteering?
Well, I'm thinking about it. You know, just it seems like you would want somebody to be in charge, kind of coordinate it.
Yeah.
But let me run it by Johnny O, and we'll see what.
Okay.
Otherwise, it gets a little unwieldy.
Yeah, right. It needs to have some organization to it, right. And what you're going to plan to do.
Okay.
And, because there's some new events coming. We're going to do the Kids' Day, in July, and because that was a lot of fun. And those kinds of things. Okay, community announcements. Firewise, WCAA, others? Any announcements?
I think we had a new business where we're going to talk about the snowplow.
Snowplow,
sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
So, is that open for discussion?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So I just a couple thoughts. I mean, over the years, it seems like it gets done. You know, and I suspect we probably did volunteer, gratis work, whoever was around.
Right.
But I just recall sometimes that, it takes some days to get somebody out here. Is he going to do it? There's really no central authority or central person that's going to coordinate this. The other question I had, is this something that the expectation is that it is gratis? Is it free, a volunteer, or do we pay somebody to do this?
We pay somebody.
Okay. So we pay, and is it by the hour or by the visit or by a contract? You know, like we all have snow service, pay $100 a year, come on by. If it's 10 times, it's $100. If it's one time, that kind of thing. I mean, I would like to see it just so nobody has to think about it. I know Bud sold it.
They submit a trailer. Invoice.
However we want to structure it. It's not the payment and the mechanics of getting the person paid. But I would like to see where whoever has this tractor or this vehicle that can do this, without having to make a bunch of phone calls and wonder why it's not done, assign somebody that was willing to take it on for pay and be done with it.
Well, I agree. I think it should. we're to the point now that I don't think we need, I don't think it's a good idea to depend on volunteers to come and do it at their will and whim, because it's too important, because we have the garbage there, you know, if we get slick, people, you know, we have some liability issues maybe if we don't be careful about getting that scraped out and taken care of. But I don't know if anybody in here is doing it on a commercial basis. You know, Bud was doing it, but he was charging us to do it, but he was still more of a volunteer type thing at his schedule, although he was good about coming down. But I don't know if there's anybody here that's doing that snow removal. And is there somebody in town that would come out and do it?
Well,
and what kind of fees would there be?
Here. I mean, you know, we had Bud. Dan has done it with his littler tractor, you know. Keith has a tractor. I'm not sure if he's interested. I mean, Trevor has a vehicle, but, you know, somebody, those are the four people I know that have, you know, tractors back here. I mean, it would be beneficial, I think, if somebody.
Well, there are other there are other tractors. You know? Nancy and Paul have a tractor. I don't know Nancy Seifert's last name, but I don't know Paul's last name. That's a big, long name.
Yeah.
And there's a guy up on Golden Fleece that has a tractor. But I don't know if he's here full time. I don't know if they're there. Nancy and Paul aren't here full time. But like I say, the county, I'm not sure what the county is going to do here for us.
They have done the trash area at times, but they don't get right up against the dumpsters.
No, they just push that big blade around and get the snow out of there. And it's something we probably should think about doing sooner than later. Does anybody want to take this on and get this done?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Okay.
I think we need to get this put together.
Okay. And it's your recommendation that we pay a service to do this?
That would be my recommendation. Yeah. I mean, it's voluntary.
That way you don't have to worry about it.
You know, if you don't get paid, you don't want to get up at 4 in the morning and go call it. That kind of mentality, you know, and that's just human nature. But, you know, for a reasonable price, the bus price is reasonable. And, you know, I mean, I don't know if they've ever charged. I have no idea. But, you know, for a nominal fee and everybody's satisfied and you get paid for what you do, you got a, you know, $80,000 tractor. And, you know, it just adds up. So anyway, I'll.
Okay. And you can work with Alex, Chris Alex, to get an announcement out maybe?
Yeah.
See if anybody is going to do that.
Because there would also be an opportunity for this, whoever this person is, for the community, if we know who someone's up here and he's plowing, if you wanted additional work, there are other residents that could probably use someone to plow out. So it could be, hey, if you know, we're up here, I know you can count on me because I've got a quarter mile driveway.
Yeah.
I'm not going to shovel that. So, you know, there's other people too.
Buy a tractor.
Yeah.
Buy one.
Things already sold.
Johnny, you'll have a tractor.
Okay. All right. So anyway,
you got a truck to plow.
Yeah, but that's okay. So we, all right. So we'll finalize that this month.
Yeah.
And hopefully before the snow falls, before we have another snowfall. Okay. No announcements.
2 weeks, because it looks clear for this weekend. That's
no announcements. No community announcements. Anything public forum? Anybody wants to say anything?
I'd like to know where the November minutes are. They weren't on the website this morning.
They were sent up to Chris. Yeah, I'm not sure why I didn't post it yet.
When were they sent? Because they're not there.
Okay, well, I'll email him, but I just sent it to him.
Okay, well, they'll be there now. They'll be approved, so they're approved. All right, anything else? Anything else? Victoria? Mark? Bill? Anything else for the good of the order? Johnny, be proud of us.
Yeah.
It's 9:46. Motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Second. I don't think we need a second.
No.
We're about to
eat her. I should have been the motivator.
I'll call him out.